Hey ladies, let's talk about the super spices that are in heavy rotation in my kitchen right now. Why? Well, because first of all, they taste good, and secondly, they are good for you. So let's get into talking about cinnamon, ginger, and turmeric, shall we? Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only had more willpower or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I'm your host, LaDawn Hickman, and as always, I am so happy that you are here with me today. And today I am talking about three spices that I have on heavy rotation because they have amazing benefits. And because sharing is caring, of course I had to make sure that I am sharing this with my ladies. Now I have to say that for the longest time, I did not add a lot of seasonings or spices or any of that thing to my food because I view food as a way to fuel the machine, to fuel my body, so to speak. So I didn't really take the time to try different spices or different recipes to give my food flavor and variety. Rewinding it back to 10 to 15 years, a lot of that had to do with the time that it took, as well as, again, I use food to get the results that I wanted. And that was my competitor mindset. But now fast forward to now, my perspective on food has done a 180. See how I did that? No, seriously, it has. I wholeheartedly agree with the saying that food is medicine. So with that, my eyes and taste buds have been opened up to a whole world of fruits and vegetables and spices that not only add so much flavor to my food, but they're also really good for us. And I know that I've said a number of times on this podcast, but there is so much more to clean eating and nutritious eating than chicken, broccoli, and brown rice. So let's talk about the three spices that I have been really loving and experimenting with these days. And I'm not going to say these in any particular order, but the first one is cinnamon. Now here's the 411 on cinnamon. I didn't even know this, but it comes from the bark of a cinnamon tree, and I don't really know where I thought it came from, but it does. It comes from the bark of a cinnamon tree, and it is especially good for people who have high blood sugar. Now, it adds a sweet taste to our food without adding the sugar, and studies indicate that it can lower blood sugar levels in people with type 2 diabetes. Cinnamon may also provide heart-healthy benefits such as reducing high blood cholesterol and triglyceride levels, which is especially important for people with diabetes who are at a greater risk for developing heart disease. Now, I have always been a fan of cinnamon, especially the way it smells. I love the way cinnamon smells. But I used to limit it to just mainly my breakfast foods like oatmeal or cream of rice. Now, I put cinnamon on just about any and everything you can think of, and I really use it as a replacement for sweeteners, especially like things such as my teas. And speaking of teas, I have an easy peasy tea recipe that I am sipping on right now because I'll be honest with you guys, I am not feeling the greatest right now, so I'm going to power through this episode, but I'm sipping on some tea right now, and it smells good, and it is really flavorful. It actually has one cinnamon stick in it. It has about an inch or a thumb or a knob or whatever you want to call it, of ginger and some cloves. And I put it in a mug and I add some hot water and let it steep for about 10 minutes or so. And it is so good, y'all. And I have to say, in my opinion, that it tastes just as good as some of the store-bought teas. And after I let it seep, I keep the ginger and the cinnamon and the spice and the cloves. I keep it in the mug and I just add additional hot water to it throughout the day. And it stays strong for about 3 cups or so. And here's another side note. I'm going off on a tangent here. I got this electric tea kettle, y'all. I don't know if you know about these things. Somebody just put me onto these electric tea kettles and I love them. So it's easy for me to, like, you know, make some hot water in 5 minutes or so instead of putting it on the stove. I love it. It's been a game changer for me. But anyway, I can whip up some tea lickety split. And I'm going to leave that recipe along with a couple of other recipes in the show notes. But anyway, that is the 411 on tea. All right, so the next super spice that I have been loving is ginger. Now, like I said earlier, I added to my tea. I was talking about that a few moments ago. But I also add ginger to some of my smoothies and my wellness shots. Side note, I am proud to say that I have been making my own wellness shots too. Now, I'm going to save that for another episode, but ginger is a staple in my wellness shots. It's actually just a staple in my fridge as a whole. But ginger is not just delicious, in my opinion, because some people, you know, it's an acquired taste. But the gingerol, which is a natural component of ginger root, it benefits gastrointestinal motility, which is basically how fast or how slow food exits the stomach. If I can say that, I'm really struggling on this podcast, you guys, but it really is basically how fast or how slow food exits the stomach and continues along the digestive process. So eating ginger encourages efficient digestion so that food doesn't hang out in your gut too long, because, you know, we do not need any of that. Now, some of the benefits of ginger is that it helps with bloating and gas, and I can attest to that one. But in addition to that, eating ginger can cut down on fermentation, constipation, and other causes of bloating and intestinal gas. It also has antioxidants, which is why I call it a super spice, which can help manage free radicals, which are compounds that can damage cells when the numbers get too high. Another thing about ginger is that it contains over 400, count them, 400 natural compounds. And some of these are anti-inflammatory. Now, it is yet to be determined if ginger is actually anti-inflammatory, but it is a possibility, but more studies need to be done to determine if this is actually the case. And the last spice that I have been loving on is the cousin to ginger, which is turmeric. Now, as I was preparing for this episode, I did some research, and some people say that turmeric and ginger are root vegetables. Some people say that they're spices, and others say that they are both root vegetables and spices. Now, as you can see, for this episode, I'm referring to ginger and turmeric as a spice, but I actually consider them both. All right, so taking it back to turmeric. Turmeric is a member of the ginger family and has been used in cooking and other forms of traditional medicine in China and India for over 400 years. It's also known as a super spice because of its antioxidant properties. Now, turmeric is a deep golden orange, and it's known for adding color and flavor and nutrition to foods. And according to Mary Eve Brown, who's an oncology clinical dietitian and nutritionist at Johns Hopkins Medicine, she says that anyone who's trying to manage inflammation, they could benefit from adding some turmeric to their foods. She cites inflammatory conditions such as arthritis and other joint disorders like colitis, allergies, and infections. Research studies have shown other possible benefits of turmeric for things like degenerative eye conditions, arthritis, anxiety, treating mood disorders, lowering blood pressure, preventing plaque buildup, and regulating sugar levels. So there you go, ladies. There you have it. The three spices that are in heavy rotation in my wellness lineup. Again, they are cinnamon, ginger, and turmeric. Now, if you aren't already using these spices, you want to make sure that you partner with your healthcare professional to make sure that they are okay for you to take. I don't want you to go out there and buy them in boatloads and take them in boatloads. But once you get the green light, I highly recommend that you find some ways to incorporate them into your daily lineup. And I will also link the articles that I reference, and I'm going to add the recipes to the show notes. And I will leave you with this famous quote: "Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food." All right, love, that is all, says the clock on the wall. And until the next episode, take the very best care of capital Y-O-U. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.